Hey, young blood. Bringing in the groceries, huh? Lord have mercy. Man, I remember when I was married, I used to love to bring home the groceries. Made me feel real good. Like a man. Know what I mean? Hey, listen, young blood. I just dropped by to see Juanita and Sarah, you know, lay a little something on them.
Stop by to see my baby. Just that right.
You know, young blood, I took care of your woman and your baby when you went to war. Now, a man ought to get a little respect for something like that. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. I care about Juanita. I care about a whole lot. But you back now. And I'm gone. So from this point on, you should consider me like a friend of the family. You find yourself in a jam and shit need a little cash, you come see me, I'll front you.
Keep your shit.
Listen, brother, I know about pride, but you got mouths to feed. Now I laid a little cash on Juanita.
Hey, man, stay the fuck away from my family.
What did you say?
You heard me, goddammit. I said stay the fuck away from my family.
See, I ain't the enemy, young blood. I don't want no trouble. See, I tried to be a friend, motherfucker. Surprise, nigga. Big bad Marines. Look at you now. Does she suck you? Fuck you? Make you feel like a man? Make you feel real good? Huh, boy? Now, she wasn't doing it like that before you went to the war, now, was she? Now, you getting all that good loving. And you can't even put food on your fucking table. Come on, Santa Claus. Open your mouth and suck this. Come on, I got a present for you. Suck it! Suck it, nigga!
Kill me, motherfucker. Shoot me right now. What you gonna do, shoot me?
You lucky this is personal, nigga. I ain't gonna kill you over no woman.
Don't shoot me.
Ever. In your fucking life. Fucking life. Bite the hand. Bite the hand. Shit, nigga. Eat you, nigga.
I'm living my life like, got a bitch with a ass so nice. Nighttime taking off your pipes. Have a G-night, night. Getting head on flight. 20-hour flight. I ain't never been a hater, motherfucker. I ain't got no time. Young money like the Lakers and they prom. Make money off of motherfucking rom. T-Raw on the beach like, with a bad bitch trying to get a ring and a rom. My swag is nice. My word is bomb. She might not know my name, but she know my song. Really raw, tiger dog. I tiger blood, I eat your heart. Out. Lick my paws, Hannibal. Left the arm, so involved. Follow along, Jay Sean. Pastor Patron, we shining hard up in this motherfucker. So hit the light, baby, hold it, and let me holler on this remix for a moment. So watch me kick this, and I'm gonna flip this script and own it. To all the haters, I made it, and I be ballin'. Yeah, I be bowling. Yeah, I'm the motherfucking man, and I'm bragging. I'm glad that you're listening to every word, so you can sit and analyze and think of every curse that you could write to describe what you think of the verse. But go ahead, take your time and rewind it back. You won't change the fact that I got a million stacks from any million sales that be up on the plaques on the walls of my crib, as a matter of fact. Yes, it's me, come all the way from overseas. Took that spot from the Black Eyed Peas, number one, Billboard and Dream. Don't get me started, this ain't no pity party. I'm hardly new to the game, I still serve my time in the army. I got quarter of a billion views up on YouTube, UK's number one, most view. Come out of the dark, I don't mean to be rude, it's true, somebody hit the lights.
Bosh rhymes, baby. Back in the kitchen, I'm cooking again, and I think you better listen to looking. I hit him again while I give it to him. Kicking the door, and I shook him again. Let me spit it to him.
Oh, shit.
Coming and going, and I'll be running and showing, and I'll be knowing and knowing, and I'll be gunning and blowing, and I'll be stitching and sewing up everything up in this bitch.
Hey, let's go.
Everybody know that I'ma come and I'ma kill him. I'ma step up in the building, and you know that I'ma hit him, and I do it how I do it better. Know I gotta get him.
Boom. Explosive.
Every time I grab a microphone, you know I'm on script. Everybody been waiting to hear me kill a dubstep. Then I murder everything while becoming a suspect.
Better hit the lock.
Better know that I'ma come and I'ma run them off. You know it ain't a secret, bitch, you fucking with a boss. Bring me every bottle, it don't matter what it costs.
Hey.
Yeah, we got them all in the building right now. The king is up in here, you better bring the right crown. It's right up in this bitch, you better turn the light down.
It's the conglomerate, YMCMB.
Do you really think you really wanna test me? When you niggas know already who the best be. So I hang a man, I cut them down, I bang a man, I shut it down. And EDW know it's only right, and then I'm gonna hit them in the front, I hit them in the back, and I don't really think the people really need to see this.
Oh. Yeah, cash money till the end of me. We family, he's a friend of me. Make real nigga moves, you pretending me. Get it like the grind, give it what you get with me. Little nigga on the beat for the pay. Baby girl dug, hot nigga for the day. Thuggin' in public while my bros and they love it. Couple years back, had crutches on my budget. My main chick clutch by the stomach. CG posse, beat some gun runners. Stunner man say it, other niggas get done it. My team get to it, other niggas run from it. Tune got me torn the world, that's 100. Niggas did it all, still ain't done nothing. Jay Sean got us in the UK gone. I'm done, ain't grown, nigga, here to stay strong. Why could you say wrong, it's the pay long. Nigga think I'm a joke, get hit with the straight long. Word to Wayne, I bet they heard the name. So he reserved the lane for me to serve the flame. Taking the boat, we gon' curve the plane. Whole girl shake it, you deserve to change. All she really want is a few furs of fame. Pop champagne, wear the chain. Nah, me and T ain't letting her wear the chain. Less she lets, I'll laugh with her brain. Bruce Lee flow on the track, tear the frame. Lil B the leaders is Wayne and Mac main. Test post Slim the Don and Son of Main. YMC and that will never change. Tell them other niggas behaving that same. Got the camera, here's the action, bitch. Don't hit the light.
One, two, Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. It is the 1st of March, 2012. The world is about to go to hell in a handbasket, and here I am talking about niggerdom. That's right, baby. Nothing makes me just so elated, makes me feel so good, it's to wake up and just drink a big old hot cup of niggerdom. That's right, man. Today is a really, it's kind of like a comical show, but it's kind of serious at the same time. I put a lot of work in and trying to build relationships with a lot of ladies that I fucked with through the years, man. And if you're one of those lucky ladies who has basically maintained a relationship with me through the years, irregardless of the controversy, you know, I takes care of you. You know, if I got it, you can get it. You know what I'm saying? And they know that. And you know, we've always been there for each other. You know, whatever you can do for me, you do it. Whatever I can do for you, you know, I do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. And if you've been with me through the thick and the thin, you know that. You know what I mean? So I take my friendship with certain ladies very serious. You know what I mean? And when niggas try and step in between that, you know, it's kind of like an irritation. It's kind of like an agitation, man. You know what I mean? But I realize that me and the females, you know, we're just friends. You know what I mean? Some of the friendships are deeper than others, but for the most part, we just friends. Or we can be slash fuck friends. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm not they boo. I'm not they man. I'm not they nigga. I'm not none of that shit. You know, but yeah, and still, what I am, it would seem that it is more powerful or it is more, should I say, relevant in their lives than these random street motherfuckers that they run into, you know what I mean? So what I'm saying is this, you know, we're going to get into the whole concept of handcuffing today, niggas trying to handcuff, you know, and this is always, I've gone through this repeatedly, ad nauseum through the years, man. You know, I'll meet these chicks, man, I might meet them 18, 19 years old, and I mean, I'll maintain a relationship with them. Some of them are like 26, 27 years old now, you know what I mean? I've been there through thick and thin, seen it all, seen niggas come and go. And what really cracks me up about these new ass niggas, man, is, I mean, they really think that they can, like, pull rank on a nigga, you know what I'm saying? That's the comedy, you know, it's like, I'm not gonna say no names, like I said, because Mac City is very popular in the Gym City now, so motherfuckers be listening to this shit, man, so ain't gonna say no names. But anyway, one of these niggas might meet one of my chicks, man, and, you know, fuck, he might have like a 2 or 3 month relationship with her, you know, he kicking that corny ass shit, you know, and like I said, I see niggas come and go all the time, all the time. But yet, I still remain, you feel me? So, you know, this nigga, he may have like 2, 3, 4 months up in her, you know what I mean? Dealing with her, fucking with her and shit. But like I said, I've been knowing certain females since they was in their teens. 18, 19 years old, and they still in their, you know, 25, 26 now, you know what I mean? I'm thinking, nigga, you really think that she gonna stop fucking with me for you? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even talking about on no sexual level. You know what I mean? I'm just talking about just on some high and by shit or whatever. You know what I mean? You got niggas going through their fucking phone and trying to figure out what they talking about and who they talking to. And you know, you got niggas erasing the phone numbers and, you know, just trying to erase any semblance, any sort of connection that they may have had with me. You know what I mean? Nigga, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. First of all, like I said, they've been fucking with me forever. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So, my number is in their head. You can erase the shit out the goddamn phone or whatever. It's not gonna work. Because my number's memorized, motherfucker. Shit. And I'm just, nigga, you can't pull rank. And you can't stop them from seeing me. I mean, that's player 101. You're not gonna stop no motherfucking female from doing what she wanna do. Shit, females is just like a hand of sand, man. You know, the harder you try to grab onto the hand of sand, man, you know, the more it just slips through your fingers, nigga. So, I mean, you just be happy that you fucking with her, you know what I mean? And not try and regulate so goddamn hard. Trust me. Trust me, man. You'll do a lot better. You know what I'm saying? Because she gonna do what the fuck she wanna do anyway. I mean, I just hate to just be a crass nigga, man, but I mean, it was one situation where, I mean, fuck, and there's 1,000 situations just like this. I mean, my boy Tony Dreamer can attest to this shit. You know, we've seen all kinds of crazy shit with these females, right? They be fucking with these niggas, man. These niggas be swearing they got the bitch on lock. Y'all be swearing y'all got the bitch on lock, man, but y'all have no clue. You have no concept of the beast that you fucking with, man. These females are the grimiest, most motherfucking seditious, fucking deceitful, fucking just, man, you niggas don't know what y'all fucking with, man. These females are off the hinges, man. Off the fucking chain. And I can tell you, man, it's like, you know, shit, couple months ago, female was over here doing all kinds of wild shit with me. I mean, just crazy wild shit. I mean, like, goddamn. Ooh, the stuff that she did with her mouth. Ooh. And then that very day where she was over here, you know, blessing me, you know, doing me right, I seen her on Facebook hugged up, you know, took brand new pictures with her nigga, kissing him all in the mouth. It was one of them niggas that's trying to handcuff the bitch, man. You trying to handcuff the bitch, man. You can't handcuff the bitch, man. You know, you doing all this goddamn handcuffing, man. And here you are on Facebook, you know, with your mouth connected to hers. Man, if you only knew what she was doing with that mouth fucking 5-6 hours earlier. God damn. And you want to go ahead and get all up in her phone and erase shit, man. What the fuck? Come on, my nigga. You got to grow the fuck up, man. She's not going to stop fucking with me. She's not. I mean, I have been accused of having a cult. Seriously, motherfuckers is like, what the fuck is going on over there in that goddamn spot, man? You know, why is all these broads coming through and what are they doing? And well, I mean, what's the deal? You know what I mean? Motherfuckers is accusing me of brainwashing bitches. You know, which is not true. I mean, I'm just gonna let you know, just to be honest. Yeah, I do have the knowledge to do that, to effectively brainwash motherfuckers if I so choose. But I'm not a preacher, so I won't do that. Free will must be maintained. You feel me? Seriously, motherfuckers have actually accused me of having a cult because they can't really understand what the attraction is. Why do they keep coming back? Why do they keep fucking with me? After all, I'm just a fat trick. You know what I'm saying? But certain techniques shall not be revealed on the show. Like I said, you know, the game is supposed to be sold, not told, my nigga. And I'm just saying, man, nigga, stop handcuffing. Stop trying to stop your bra from coming here or going there or seeing this nigga or seeing that nigga. You know what I mean? You know, this kind of ties into, you know, a lot of conversations I've had with motherfuckers. Motherfuckers always want to know, like, you know, what's the best position to be in when you fucking with these chicks, man. I mean, you want to be the main nigga? You want to be the nigga on the side? I mean, you want to be a trick-ass nigga? You want to be a Mac type nigga? I mean, what do you want to be? Shit. What's the best position to be in, Mac? Well, my nigga, it's all relative. You know, it's hard for me to actually say what's good for you or what's good for the next man. It's hard for you to actually say what's good for me. I mean, for the most part, I enjoy being the nigga on the side, man, you know. You basically get all the good parts of the chick without the bad parts, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, I'm a funny type nigga, man. It's like, you know, I want to see a bitch at her best, you know what I mean? I want to see her at her best. And if you live with her, kind of erases the glamour, you know what I mean? I mean, you see her at her worst. I mean, she up in the spot, you know, you get to see her use tampons. She's in the bathroom taking a shit. You know, I don't want to see that. I want to see the bitch at her best. You know what I mean? So the nigga on the side sees the bitch at her best. You know, if she's not living with you, you don't see all that. You know, that human stuff, you know? You don't see all that. You just see the bitch at her best. That's what I like. I like that. I don't want to see the bitch as a human being. No. You are the perfect fuck doll, as far as I'm concerned. Right? So act like it. So you don't have any sort of human qualities. You don't have any human excrement coming up out of you. No, we don't have that. That's right. So, I mean, if you want to be the main nigga, you know, especially when you fucking with some of the females that I know, I mean, it's a crapshoot, man. I mean, for the most part, I'm just gonna let you know, you probably shouldn't be kissing them. Seriously. I mean, if you want to be the main nigga to some of the females that I know, the biggest drawback for you fucking with them will be, you're gonna be tasting balls in your mouth if you're fucking with them, because chances are they was just on somebody else's balls before they came home and kissed you in your mouth. I'm just going to be honest with you. I mean, sounds trifling, but we got to keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? And to all the young ladies out there that may be mad at me for saying this, I'm like, hey, what? It's the truth, baby. I'm just telling motherfuckers the way it is. You know what I'm saying? Shit, that's all it is, baby. Truth 101. So, you know, it's all relative, man. If you want to be the main nigga, if you want to be the quote-unquote so-called first choice, hey, man, have at it. Do your thing, man. But I'm just saying, if you're going to be the main nigga, you know, you can try and handcuff if you want. But I'm just going to let you know. Shit. She going to come over here. She's still going to fuck with me. She ain't going nowhere. You are a flash in the pan. You know how I know you're a flash in the pan? Because she's still coming over here fucking with me. Now, if she was really all that into you, she wouldn't be fucking with me, now would she? Well, I don't know. I'm not so sure about that either. I've had a lot of females I was really, 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 really into a nigga, boy. You know what I mean? As far as, you know, wanting to marry a motherfucker and get engaged and, you know, but they still came over and fucked with me. You know what I mean? And they really genuinely love this other nigga, this main nigga that they had, but they were still over here fucking with the fat trick. Ooh. What is the power that the fat trick has? Tune in tomorrow to find out. I don't know, man. You know, public service announcement. Trying to just give you some wisdom. So next time she come home, and she want to go ahead and give you one of them sloppy wet ones on your lips, might want to think twice about that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you might. Might want to think twice about that shit. Ooh, wait. Well, this what's up, man. I'm going to take me a little break, man. Fuck. Let y'all marinate on that shit. I know some niggas is probably hot about that, but, you know, I'm trying to help you out, my nigga, for real. Shit, if ain't nobody put a bug in your ear already, shit, trying to help you out. Fat Mac taking a break. I'll be back.
Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming to you live and direct from MacCity.com.
Swimming laps, no play, relax. It's something new, girl. You know how it is. Your body being with the shot I give, it'll probably break your ribs. So don't forget what I came for, the way I do my thing though. Stroking, got it jumping like the symbol on the cane though. Smoking, rolling mango, hanging off the speaker. And I gave that ass a nap the way I got it in the sleeper. For real.
Imagine that shit. Nigga just stepping on the scene, man, trying to pull fucking rank. You been up, you know, you been fucking with the bra for 3-4 months and shit, and you think you just gonna just mosey on in there and make the bitch forget all about me. Nigga, please, man. Please, nigga, it's not gonna happen. So just sit back, motherfucker, and just enjoy your brief time that you got with the chick. You know what I mean? Because after you're well and gone, I'll still be here. Like I said, I've seen you motherfuckers come and go. Shit. A ton of you. But I still remain. Yeah. Niggas is irritating me. Like a fucking gnat on a dog's dick. For real. Well, anyway, I guess, you know, I can go ahead and just talk about my personal shit right now. Because motherfuckers be asking me all kind of shit, man. So let me see here. Let me look through my shit. Some emails that I printed off. Yeah. Let me see, one of the questions, you know, niggas be wanting to know about, you know, the bitches that I fuck with on a regular. You know, not models, not website content, but regular chicks, man. And It's still a no winner right now, man. You know, I've painted myself in a corner where it's damn near gonna be almost impossible to find the kind of chick that I want. You know what I mean? I don't like older chicks, and I don't like fat chicks, right? Basically, I don't like myself, because I'm old and I'm fat, and I don't want to be fucking on nothing that look like me. You know what I mean? So I like them young, and I like them slim. God damn it, you feel me? Shit. But the problem is, it's like, shit, well, if you're gonna fuck with a bitch like that, man, well, 9 times out of 10, you know, where I go hunting for my females at, you know, the female gonna be retarded. She gonna have fucking 4 kids. You know, she ain't gonna have no fucking high school diploma. Shit, you know, just bad luck. I just seem to be scraping the bottom of the barrel these days, nigga. Fuck. I'm just too fucking picky, man. I'm just picky. You know, I met this one chick, right? And I'm still talking to her. And she pretty slick, red bone, big titties. Still a little bit heavier than I like. You know, she hollered at me on Black Planet and shit. And we was rapping on the computer, on the messenger. Wow, you know, she was saying a lot of shit that I really liked. Got a really good job bringing in some good cheese. But you know, it's always something with me, man, where I'm just not feeling a bitch, man. I'm just like, damn. So finally I said, well, fuck it, let me call this chick, right? So I picks up the phone, dials the digits. And recently I just been on some cursed shit. Like for the past 2 years, just been cursed. You know what I mean? And I was like, man, I hope when I call this female, you know, she represent well as far as her voice is concerned. The voice is very important to me. I like to talk to a woman that sound like a goddamn woman. You know what I mean? I don't want no very white ass bitch talking to me on the goddamn phone. So I call her, right? She picks up the phone. And I'm like, shit, what's cracking? What's popping? She's like, what's up, Big Mike? Nah, nigga, are you serious? I'm like, nah, man, this bitch voice was deeper than mine, man. Are you serious? And she was cute too, man. She was cute on the motherfucking, on her Black Planet page, man. But goddamn, man, this bitch like, yeah, I like to go to the movies too. Yeah, I like the Outback.
Do you like the Outback, Mike?
I'm like, oh, nigga. No. Shit, are you serious? She passed all the tests. She passed the pretty hand test. She passed the pretty feet test. I told her to send me some pictures of her hands and feet because I can't have no bra with no jacked up hands and feet. And it's like, god damn, man. So I'm talking to her on the phone and shit. That I couldn't believe how deep her goddamn voice was. I'm like, is this a fucking joke? Is this a goddamn transsexual? What is this shit? You know? So I'm just like, oh man, shit. So I'm still debating whether I should meet her and shit, man. You know, because the voice is just totally turning me the fuck off, man. Totally. I can't. I don't know if I can do that voice thing, man. Like I said, I'm picky the motherfucker, man. So also, let me tell y'all motherfuckers something, man. If you don't really know if you're attractive or not, just do this test, okay? If you really want to know what kind of females you attract, it's real simple, man. It's really simple. Go ahead. I don't know if I told y'all this before, right? But go ahead, sign up for one of them online dating joints. And Black Planet's cool, even though it's out of date. But go ahead and, you know, fuck with that. You know, put your picture up. You know, put up some sort of little greeting or whatever. But, of course, put up a good picture of yourself, preferably at least 3 or 4, and then just wait. Just wait. If you want to know, you know, where you reside at as far as your looks are concerned, if you want to know if you're a 5, if you're a 6, if you're a 7 or whatever, this will let you know how good you look. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. So go ahead, put that shit out there, sit back, and really, you're not really going to get a really good grasp of your rank as far as how you look for about 3 or 4 months, right? Because you're going to see what kind of women you attract. Now, it's important that you just sit back and you just let the females come to you. You don't holler at them. You let them holler at you. You know what I'm saying? Remember, you don't holler at them. You let them holler at you. So for 3 or 4 months, you're going to see exactly where you reside on the good look scale. And, ooh, my God, man. I have to be honest with you. Cause that's how I do it, man. You know, I don't never holler at these chicks, man. I let them holler at me, because I need to know, you know, if they really serious about this shit. I need to know if they really attracted to what the fuck they see. I don't believe in wasting my goddamn time and shit, you know. So, but man, some of the females has been hollering at me. I'm like, god damn, man, am I this fucked up? Have I let myself go to the fact that this is all that I'm attracting? You know, but I keep forgetting that, you know, I'm an older dude now. I'm an older nigga, man. So, fuck, when I first joined Black Planet, when I was like 32, 31 or whatever, shit. Of course, I was getting a little bit better caliber, quality of female, because I was younger and I was more fit. And, you know, the females was popping, man. But now that I've gotten older, shit, gained a little bit more weight. That seems to be the kind of females I'm attracting, and I'm not digging it, man. I told y'all I'm picky. Fuck, man. So I know what y'all saying. Man, serves your fat ass right. That's what you get. Hey. Let's not take it so personal. Hey, don't kiss your girl in the mouth, nigga. Mm-hmm. Ooh-wee, don't do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, that's what's going on with me right now. I don't want to give y'all, you know, too much information. I mean, it would just bore y'all to tears, man. Cause like I said, I get a whole lot of females hollering at me, man. But I don't be interested, man. I don't be interested, shit. I call or talk to a broad 2 or 3 times, man. And then I just get bored. I'm not interested, shit. Fuck. She might call me. She might write me. She might text me and shit. But you know, there's always something that happens that just that turns me off, man. You know, that I get disinterested, and I'm just like, fuck it, man. Let me just call one of my shorties over here, dust me off, and I can send her back home to her nigga. Shit. Oh hell, man. I don't know, man. Shit, I got problems. I have issues. I definitely have issues. And then, you know, there's some other things that really irritates me, man. You know, I think that fucking around with this cyber pimping is really, made me not want to fuck with black chicks, man, for real. It's like, I done had so much headaches dealing with motherfucking black females. It's like, it's just distasteful. It's like when females holler at me on Black Planet, you know, I'll fuck around with the white girls or the Asian girls. You know, the black chicks will pretty much be the last choice. And I know that's kind of fucked up sounding and shit, man, but you know, black chicks just do a lot of shit to just irk me, man. To just get on my fucking nerves, man. And one thing that they do, which, and y'all should already know, this is a definite no-no in my book, man, because I'm not a motherfucking church nigga, you know what I mean? And when you on these BP pages, man, that's all you hear these bitches talk about, man. Blessed be, let the Lord bless me, and Jesus is real, and I'm not trying to live in no motherfucking crib with no bitch spitting that fucking church shit, man. I just can't do it, man. I can't do that shit, man. Because when I hear it, all I think of is roots. All I think of is the plantation. All I think of is some slave shit, man. And I can't digest it, man. So whenever I'm on a BP page, man, and one of these black chicks send me a motherfucking letter, and I go to her page, and it's just wall to wall, just goddamn scriptures. And the Lord bless me, and Lord this and Lord that in Jesus' name. And I'm like, I'm not gonna be able to deal with this bitch. I'm not gonna be able to do it. I spent all my life trying to get up out of that fuck shit, man. I'll be goddamn if I fall right back into it with a goddamn hypocrite holy roller bitch, man. It's not gonna happen. Fuck that shit. Then, of course, you gotta deal with the kid aspect, you know what I mean? I ain't trying to raise no other niggas' kids, man. Fuck that shit. No, no, no. The courts are stacked against you. The courts is designed to skull fuck the man. You know? Fuck that shit. It's not happening. So, I mean, everything really in this day and age is geared towards for you to be single. I mean, everything, these laws that they've enacted, you know, that really they're trying to discourage a family unit. That's quite fucking obvious, man. It is quite fucking obvious. They do not want any family units. Shit, at all. Hell no. They're doing a real good job with that shit, because each time a female stepped to me with that shit, I'm like, hey, I'm cool. Shit. And that goes to, you know, another reason why I'm single. Motherfuckers is always asking, like, you know, so what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I'm like, ain't nothing really wrong with me. Just, I'm not willing to commit to these females with all this fuck shit. I don't want to hear your church shit. I'm not trying to raise, you know, the 5-6 kids you got by 3 or 4 different niggas. I'm not doing that shit. We can motherfucking kick it. We can have fun. We can do our thing. But nah, bitch. No, you should have made better life choices. That's on the real. God damn it. Not trying to shit on my, you know, a lot of the females that I fuck with and shit. You know, they cool in the game, man, but that's a big ass responsibility they ask for a nigga to step up to. It's not, you know, no. And a lot of y'all ain't really pulling your weight on that, so can't fuck around with that shit, man. But for real, I just get, I shudder just thinking about half of that shit. Stop handcuffing these goddamn females, man. It's not doing you no good. It's really not doing you. It's not doing you no good, man. You know, you trying to erase me up out of her mind. It's not gonna work. I'm here, and I ain't going nowhere, nigga. Shit, you'll be gone before I will. Believe that shit. How do I know that? Because I know things that you don't know, nigga. Cause I'm smarter than you. I've done my homework. Yes, from the outside looking in, it may seem as if I'm second choice. It may look that way, but when you do the math, my nigga, you couldn't be more wrong.
Ever.
Internalize the flatulation of the matter by transmitting the effervescence of the Indonesian proximity in order to further segregate the crux of my venereal infection.
When keeping it real goes.
You dig, you dig. Find me, retain my liquids here for one moment. I'd like to continue the redundance of my quote-unquote intestinal tract, see, because to preclude on the issue of world domination would only circumvent, circumcise the revelation that reflects the aphrodisiac symptoms which now perpetrates the Jericho's activation. So, by do not misinterpret the chauvinistic
gift of the United Negro Scholarship Fund. Because a mind is a terrible thing to develop without help.
Allow me to expose my colon once again. The ramification inflicted on the incision placed within the fallopian cavities serves to be holistic, taken from the Latin word jalapeno.
Batman Almighty Triple XL coming to you live from MacCity.com.